106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So our work is a lot like probably your work as well. And we have fobs, and we use fobs to beep in and out of a locked door. Kevin loses his more than, if you were to add up the amount of people who have lost their fob over the last year, I'll bet it still wouldn't equal how many times Kevin has lost his fob.
It's not that much. It's only five times.
Is it that many?
Yeah. What?
I thought it was three.
Oh, no, it's five.
And
Kevin.
It happened again. And
in
this,
the same fashion that it has already happened once before.
This time it's not my fault.
Right. This time apparently it's my fault.
Yes. Because you know how I had that Pucky Baby Beanie blow up thingy from Pop Mart.
You're going to need to explain to people what the hell
it
that
sounds
is.
Like you had a stroke.
It's like a stuffed animal, okay? That's pretty big enough where it would stop something from getting sucked up by a vacuum.
It was about the size of like a softball.
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
And this fellow over here, Gavin, he broke my Pucky Beanie blow up.
False. Mm-hmm. It was already broken.
I popped it, but he pulled it out. He pulled out the blow-up part, so now it looks very
flaccid.
All right, let me explain, because it's not making sense to almost every adult. When you squeezed this stuffed animal, it blew a bubble, much like a stress ball. And Kevin did it too much, and he popped the balloon inside. Then he handed it to me, and I was playing with it, and I thought, well, maybe you could still keep it and have it look okay if you removed it. So I pulled on it to find out it was secured in there, and it did not come out. So then it is just truncated and sad, and
it just looked like
flaccid.
A weird tube coming out of its mouth.
It looked like something else, but yeah, just hanging out of its mouth. Yeah, so you got rid of it.
Yes. And then that's when the thing happened.
No. Okay, tell them what the thing is.
I was vacuuming my car, cleaning my car like a good boy, and I did it. I forgot that my fob was on the passenger seat, and I was just going in really hard, getting in the zone, and it just went.
And it was at the end of a lanyard. So it not just sucked up just the fob, it sucked up the whole lanyard as well.
Yeah, and I'm so mad at that place because they said the rules are we can't let you look in the big pin. The big bin.
Bro, okay. That's disgusting.
That's really gross.
How bad can cars be? It's not that disgusting.
It's a ton of dirt, Cheerios,
skin cells, wads of gum.
Yeah.
Like, there's just all kinds of gross stuff in there.
And loose pennies.
Stuff that we probably can't even think about is probably in that bin. If you would have gone into that bin to fish it out and still drape it around your neck, I would have been so grossed out by that.
Really?
So regardless, if you're just catching up with us, Kevin lost the fob that we used to get in and out of the building, his personal one, for the fifth time.
No, I need. It is important for people to understand that this is the second time
he sucked it up
in a vacuum.
Yes.
So,
and this time he says it's my fault. It's not my fault. At some point, you need to take some personal responsibility on this. And the lanyard system is just not working for you. You need to come up with another system.
Now, we got a text in that said, I'm the person that replaces the fobs at my work, and people who lose their fobs all the time drive me crazy. I have more important things to do. Be responsible adults. It's the same people all the time.
Okay.
The person who does it here is ready to cut Kevin's head off.
I feel attacked.
Okay, well, tell him what the fob replacer did to you.
He gave me a makeshift lanyard out of a wire and put a lock on it.
Like a big, heavy padlock.
Yeah. Listen. I'm not carrying this around my neck.
Yes, you are.
This is punishment and low-key harassment.
You're lucky they aren't charging you.
Yes.
I could get injured with this.
Did you hear what she said?
I heard her.
What if they started charging you $15 every time you lost
one? Fine. I won't come to work then.
Okay. That's how you'll get them.
Charge me $15 to get to work. Okay, good.
No, $15 to replace something that they gave you for free.
What if I hit myself with this? I'd get knocked out.
Put it on. I want to see what you look
I'm
like.
I'm so mad.
You probably look like some sort of wrestler.
I feel like 2 Chainz.
Wow.
Who is his name? Flavor of Love.
Oh, Flavor Flav. Yeah. His is a clock, but yours is a padlock.
You know what? Okay, here's the good news. This is going to get you so much attention.
Yes. I'm going to find my lady that could fit in my hole.
No.
I don't think you're supposed to say it that way.
Attention in the building from other employees.
Yeah.
That are going to want to know why you're walking around like Jacob Marley.
I low-key like it now that I'm wearing it.
Okay, it's good. Like... And say it was your choice.
Yeah,
say
I chose it's a
fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fashion statement. Yeah.
Smash cut to Kevin Loves It Now 1 week. Guys, this is hurting my neck.
This is so heavy. This is the heaviest thing I've ever seen.
I have heavier chains than this.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to see them.